I swear to God, this motherfucker takes a year and a half to brush his goddamn teeth. Jesus. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Force Unscripted.
First of all, fuck you. I gotta make sure I don't have any more problems with my fucking teeth, all right? My teeth are really sensitive, and I have to go slow and very gently when I brush, all right? So it takes me a sec.
Brushing his teeth is a euphemism for sex.
It would not be that fast.
Ew.
I mean, I might be that fast, but the foreplay...
Stop, Taj. We'll stop. We'll stop right there. But thoughts and prayers to our homie Exotic. He's currently dealing with the fallout of Hurricane Helene, which is a bitch of a name and a bitch of a hurricane, apparently. So he's not here today. But you just know that we will carry on in his spirit of argumentation and fighting for no reason.
Rest in peace, Kua.
For those of you who don't know, Kua is the Mandalorian term for rest in peace. R.I.P., baby.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Force Unscripted. Today we got a versus for you guys, since our boy Exotic isn't here. It's just going to be me and Gata doing a versus, and Brick is going to be the moderator, Brick3PO, so you'll see him beeping along sometimes.
Beep.
Perfect. Beautiful. As you see, Mr. Brick's going to show up with his beeps sometimes and to let us know who's who sucks. So today's versus, we've got... a versus from actually one of Brick3PO's friends, I believe, and or maybe even Brick himself, which is, who is the better Master Padawan Jedi combination? And I don't actually know who Nikita has picked. He may know who I have picked already, but we're going into this blind, so there has been no fucking prep work at all. I even forgot that we were doing it, so I forgot to think even about my shit at all. So we're going in fully blind. If I don't remember something or I remember it wrong, well, it's because I'm stupid.
That's why we have a fact checker. Also, just as a note to you guys out there, Obi-Annie was completely off limits, so that won't be one of the combos allowed to be picked today.
Yeah, it's just not fair.
They're the best, honestly. Yep. So you want to reveal yours first?
No, you do yours first.
All right. So my duo is actually a duo that is present in both canon and legends, but I know more about the legends because there's just more information about it. But I'm going with Mace Windu and Depa Balaba.
Depa Balaba. Depa Balaba.
You okay there, buddy?
Yeah, she was also Kanan's master, right?
Correct.
Cool.
Well, at least in canon. In legends, she never got a Padawan because she's stuck under the fucking temple for all of eternity because of Palpatine. But
she never got another apprentice, right?
No, she never had one.
Oh, so her and Mace is only canon.
Only legends.
I mean, only legends. That's what I meant. Only legends.
Yeah. Well, so no, she in canon, Mace still trains Depa, but in canon, Depa has a Padawan, and in legends, she doesn't.
Okay. And then Mace was her master. Got it.
Correct.
Okay. My duo is Ahsoka and Anakin.
Didn't really stretch too far from Obi-Annie there, I see.
I mean, I did offer to make Anakin off limits. Totally. You said no.
I mean,
that's on you.
Anakin being up is fine. Like, this is absolutely okay, because the battle is between the best Jedi Order master and apprentice. And let me tell you something. If that's the case, fucking Anakin fails outright and Ahsoka left. So, I mean, I'm ready.
It's the best duo, though. It's not the best... Give me the question again. I need the exact question.
All Brick3PO said was best Jedi Order master and apprentice.
Okay. I mean, Anakin was her master, but he wasn't a master. Lol.
So do you want to change now?
No!
You're finna get fucking wiped, brother. This isn't even gonna be close.
I'm already fucking committed. I'm screwed. It is what it is.
All right, well, since you opened the segment, you open up the arguments, buddy.
Look, all right. post.
I can feel right, you faltering already.
Let's think about it this way. No, let's think about it this way, all right? First of all, who survived Order 66? That's right.
What is that? Whoa, no. Pause. That's such a bad thing, because at that point, Ahsoka is no longer a Jedi, and your motherfucker is the one who took out all the others.
He still calls him master.
It doesn't matter. That's such a bad point.
Who survived Order fucking 66?
Okay, if we're talking about Legends, Depa Balaba survives Order 66.
For how long?
We don't know. Indefinitely.
Okay, Ahsoka's not in Legends.
Yes, she is.
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. Clone Wars, right? But, like, I guess that counts as Legends.
It does count. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one thing that both timelines share is the Clone Wars, like, series itself. And she's in one of the Legends books.
But we don't have an end for her in Legends, right?
No, we don't.
Okay, so both of the Padawans survive in Legends. Huzzah. Indefinitely. So that argument's out. Great. We're tied there. Perfect.
You're not the moderator here. We're only tied there if Brick3PO says we're tied there.
Beep. I need a beep if we're tied.
I'm going to regret this.
Fuck, I was expecting that.
I was not expecting that. Okay, so in canon, both of mine survive Order 66. In Legends, both of mine survive Order 66.
Okay, I still feel like that's bullshit.
In Legends,
only one of yours survives. I still feel like that's bullshit to call in canon when, like, of course you survive Order 66 if you're the one fucking executing it. That's not fair.
It's totally fair.
Nah.
Yeah?
In fact, you are the sole reason that my character couldn't stop Order 66.
You know, he even died before Order 66, so it doesn't even matter.
I feel like surviving when neither of them survived as Jedi is just completely against the topic. I'm not even gonna validate you by arguing that one. Sure,
Anakin goes back to being a Jedi. So at some point, he's still a Jedi after that, and she still calls him master even when they meet in the world between worlds. She calls him master.
That's because she's talking to Anakin at that point. He's back to being a Jedi.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
But she's still not a Jedi, so they can't be a Jedi master apprentice combo. If you're gonna argue something stupid, I'm gonna do the same thing. Yeah, what's your counter to that one?
I don't know. Let's see, in terms of force powers, both of the masters draw on the dark side, so they're tied there.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna say all out during the, like, if we're talking like pre-Order 66, which I really think we should, I'm taking Mace over Anakin in a fight any day.
Yeah, agreed.
Mace would dumpster him. Vopid, and not only that, but Depa knows Vopid also, so Ahsoka's getting wiped, so you can't beat me in, like, and when it comes to power and lightsaber dueling, there's no fucking way.
Okay, are we talking, like, immediately before Order 66? I feel like Ahsoka could fuck up Depa.
I feel like it'd be close.
If she can fuck up Maul, I feel like she could fuck up Depa.
But that's not to say I think that Depa could also fuck up Maul. If you're talking about that event, that's a canon-only event, and Depa is a fucking master at that time.
True. Okay.
So, like, I can only pull from Legends, really, because that's the only time that we see them as master and apprentice, Depa and Mace. So, like, I mean, like, pulling that, I feel like Ahsoka just doesn't have a chance. I'm not gonna lie. Less of a chance if I pull from canon.
Depa lost to who in Legends to be trapped forever?
It's not that she lost. It's that she fell to the dark side on Mace Windu's home planet of Corran. And when they brought her back, they felt like they couldn't rehabilitate her. So she was sent to, like, you know, Jedi, like, recovery underneath the temple. And when Order 66 came down, it was speculated that she was left there for Palpatine's experimentations, but, like, they never say what happens to her afterwards. So she didn't get beat by anyone. She was just, like, recovered by Mace.
So she fell to the dark side, though.
Yes, she did fall to the dark side.
That's a point.
She never renounced her Jedi way.
But she fell to the dark side.
So did Anakin.
Yeah, I'm talking about apprentices right now.
But it doesn't matter. He renounced the Jedi way. She went back to being a Jedi. Her brain was just fried.
He did too. And his brain was also fried.
After 20 fucking years of atrocities, it's not the same.
I mean, she's indefinitely incarcerated in a fucking, under the Imperial Palace.
Okay, but she lived.
Maybe.
And not only that, but I think with Mace as a Windu, I think with, I mean, it's
Mace
true.
Mace as a Windu.
Well, that's what half the book Shatterpoint is about, is Mace being a Windu. Like, that was the whole point, because they go back to his home planet. So I'm not wrong there technically, but I feel like with Mace as a teacher, I think that like battle IQ wise, he and Deppa outdo Ahsoka. Like I struggle on a bit with the Deppa versus Ahsoka argument there, because Ahsoka's battle IQ was really fucking high, and I'd say like probably not as high as Anakin's, but I definitely feel like she was a badass in her own right. But knowing Mace and knowing how, like I've said, like I feel like the strongest Jedi of all time have always been Jedi who know both sides of the Force and are able to use them and manipulate them. We know that Vapid is a way to tap into the dark side without falling to the dark side in the form of a style that makes you attack so fast. It's like you got eight limbs. When it comes to power, I'm taking Deppa and Mace. I don't think there's a world where if at any point in time, like let's talk specifically like the last year of the Clone Wars, because that's when the events of Shatterpoint happen and we see Anakin and Ahsoka still together at that point. So I'm saying, like, if you take them raw 2v2, put them against each other, there's no world where, like, Anakin and Ahsoka are walking away from that victorious. I feel like Mace himself could take on Anakin and Ahsoka by himself because of Vapid. So I don't see Anakin and his apprentice beating both Mace and Deppa Balaba when they can both articulately and masterfully use Vapid. Because in the book, Mace admits like the only other person to ever master this form that he invented was his apprentice.
Yeah, I can't really argue that one. I mean, if Mace can beat Palps, Mace can beat Anakin. And if Mace can beat Palps, Mace can beat Ahsoka. And if Mace can beat Palps, he can probably beat them together.
Yeah, like even if I can't, you know what? Like your strongest point is the fact that I honestly think that like the Ahsoka and Deppa fight in, like if it's Ahsoka canon and Deppa legends, I definitely think that like Ahsoka could probably win. Like in all honesty, she's gonna be tired as fuck, but she could probably win it. But like if you talk canon, like there's no way Ahsoka's gonna beat Master. Like, so I feel like that the timeline makes it a little weird, but like even still, like you just said, like I definitely think that Mace could handle like an Ahsoka Anakin like 2v1.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're right. I think Ahsoka could maybe hold her own and or beat Deppa if we're talking like peak Maul fight Ahsoka before Order 66. We have nothing after Order 66. I mean, if we're talking at them like peak, you know, level in general, Ahsoka, I feel like in the Ahsoka show, could probably hold her own and or beat Deppa. Least get away alive. If we're talking like peak prior to Order 66, I feel like Ahsoka would come out either equal or on the losing side versus Deppa. If we're talking like peak of their training for all of them, I feel like Ahsoka from the end of the Ahsoka series could either win or walk away alive, or like minimal damage from a fight with Deppa.
I think if we're talking like post like Return of the Jedi, like after Ahsoka sees Anakin in the World Between Worlds, I think if you take like those versions of them versus Deppa and Mace, I think they just wipe. I think because how the fuck does Mace beat the father? Like, I understand Mace is strong as fuck, but I don't think there's a world he's walking out of that one. But if we're talking like Jedi apprentice combo, I definitely think Mace has it.
Well, yeah, you were just bringing up like, oh, the fight if Deppa's a master kind of thing. Like, if it's before, like, absolutely before either of them advance from Padawan, I feel like Mace and Deppa win, just because, I mean, Mace kind of wipes either way, right? At that time period. Yeah, if we're talking later, like, height of their power, Anakin, World Between Worlds, Ahsoka, the white kind of shit, yeah, I feel Anakin and Ahsoka are gonna fuck them up.
So yeah, but then at that point, do they still count as master and apprentice?
Yes, because she still calls him master, he still calls her just Padawan.
But she's not a Padawan.
But she was.
And just because she calls him master,
she never graduated from being a Padawan.
But I feel like there's a difference between no longer being a Padawan and the last thing you were called as a Padawan. She was no longer a Padawan, and the last thing that she was called was a Padawan, though.
The way I kind of felt like it, she was still the Padawan until the fight in the World Between Worlds, where he was like, yeah, you finally have the shit you need to be like a full Jedi. And that's why she went Ahsoka the White.
I guess we'd need Ahsoka season 2 to confirm that, huh?
True. Hey, we should be getting it, so.
That's true. So, I mean, like, we could still go back and forth, but what's going to be important, Brick3PO, is, like, you ask the question, so your interpretation of the question is technically what's law. So, you'll have to, based on what you've heard, you'll have to pick the winner that way. But we still got a little bit, more of deliberation.
Yeah, how was, like, Depa's control of the Force?
I mean, in Legends, if we're speaking, like, incredible. She was able to, like Mace, tap into, you know, energies of the dark side without falling to it. So you have to have...
outside of a lightsaber battle.
Now that, I mean, like, I don't have any, like, verifiable information to go off on that. I'd imagine being the Padawan of the second strongest Jedi in the Order at the time probably means you're pretty fucking adept. But that's the only assumption I can make. And when you think about it, like, we don't, like, even in, like, the Clone Wars and stuff, we don't see Ahsoka doing, like, big, great feats in the Force either.
No, we just see her fucking, she has the highest kill count of any Jedi.
She does. And like I said, her battle IQ is, that entire scene when they're fighting the Mandalorians is fucking nuts. Like, when she's just fucking free-falling in the air, yep, jumping from ship to ship. Like, her battle IQ is insane. I think that she definitely beats Depa in that department, regardless of the timeline.
You know, regardless of the fact that Mace killed Jango, she killed way more many Mandalorians than he did.
Yeah, that in itself is a fucking feat.
Yeah, she didn't really do a ton of, like, Force feats. She doesn't even really do a ton in any of the other series after either.
Yeah, and all we really have to go from Depa in the fucking canon's timeline is that she gets gunned down in front of Kanan Jarrus. So.
Yeah.
I mean, she held her own for a while, though. To say she was completely surrounded, she survived, and she took, like, 3 or 4 blaster bolts before finally succumbing. Like, she was holding her fucking own. All right, so we have a moderator interjection from Brick3PO. It says, Balabo was also known for possessing a deep connection to the Force, skilled in techniques such as telekinesis, in which her control was specific enough to alt a small bomb from going off by preventing chemicals inside the bomb from mixing with one another. Other Force abilities she could perform include blocking laser shots with the Force, see through the Force without usage of her eyes, and possess acute senses that could alert her to disturbances in the Force. Yeah, Ahsoka ain't got any of that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, Ahsoka's good, but she's not alter chemicals in a bomb kind of good. I don't think.
I don't think so either.
I mean, she became a Padawan during the Clone Wars, and, like, the majority of her training is combat. It's really not, like, being at peace with the Force and, you know, pulling off, like, cool shit like that. I mean, she never experienced peacetime until after the fall of the Empire, really.
Yeah, so, I mean, she went, what, 22 years of just strife?
Yeah, so, I mean, combat-wise, she wipes, but, like, later on. But, like, yeah, in terms of, like, communing with the Force and being it, yeah, that she has none of that.
So that would make Depa the better Jedi too, just overall.
Yeah,
come on, concede. Yeah.
Although Ahsoka goes on to train a non fucking Force sensitive to be Force sensitive.
That's a pretty cool feat. But, like, one thing that I want to mention too is, like, a characteristic of a lot of great Jedi, and, like, when it comes to Master and Padawan combinations, a lot of apprentices inherit something that is, like, deep to their personality and skill set from their masters. So, like, if we're talking about Windu, Balaba gets, you know, Vapid and, you know, a very succinct and powerful mastery of the Force. With Qui-Gon, Obi-Wan gets, you know, the ability to be, like, a negotiator, and even Grievous, like, you know, the negotiator. But, like, the key trait that Ahsoka gets from fucking Anakin is just being a smartass. Like,
and I can't being even... a fucking murder hobo.
Yes, and being a murder hobo, two very powerful Jedi tenets, I hear.
They're super Jedi-like, right?
Exactly.
They're keepers of the peace, or keepers of the pieces of their enemies.
So I feel like I not only have you in, like, Force mastery, but I kind of have you on combat as a in a 2v2 sense. In an ISO 1v1, I'll go ahead and concede that my Padawan would lose, but my Master would definitely win. And then my Master would take out the Padawan. I'm un-Jedi-like, but, you know, if we're talking about, like, a fight to the death, that's what would happen. And then, like, just overall being a succinct Jedi Master Apprentice pairing, I feel like I got you there too.
I will say Mace never becomes a Force ghost, so I do have you on the Force ghost aspect, regardless of the father portion of it.
It doesn't. Mace wasn't fucking Force Jesus. He had parents.
Neither was Obi-Wan or Qui-Gon or Yoda.
Yes, but Qui-Gon was very intimate with the connection to the living Force. He figured it out, taught Yoda, who taught Obi-Wan, and that's still in the same chain of, you
but
know.
But none, like, of them taught Anakin.
He was the chosen one. He's Force
Jesus.
None of them taught
Anakin.
You think real life Jesus needed to cross the pearly gates? No, he died and he was just boom in heaven. That's how it works here too.
No, he died and then he came fucking back.
are we talking about Jesus or Anakin?
Yes.
Brick3PO wanted to add another note. Ahsoka Tano's telekinetic abilities advanced to the point that she was able to hold Maul aloft high above the city of Sundari and could use the Force to prevent all small starships from taking off. Tano later proved able to create a powerful protective Force barrier that was capable of temporarily holding back fiery dark side energies conjured by Darth Sidious.
Oh, huh. That was while she was in the world between worlds with Youngblood, whatever his name was.
Ezra?
Yeah. When she was in the world between worlds with Ezra, Palpatine, like, is able to see them inside it. He can't get inside himself, but he sees them and he sends.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And she does block that. Yeah.
Okay, well, so she is strong in her own right. However, I feel like at that point, you know, Anakin is Darth Vader and she's not a Jedi. She's never been a Jedi at that point. So I'm still holding true to I wipe you in basically every category as far as being a Jedi Master Padawan combo is concerned. You beat me. You definitely can beat me post, like, Return of the Jedi. Yeah, because the fucking father and Ahsoka the White would definitely be my little shrimpy Mace Depa Balaba combo.
Yeah, so like I was saying, if we're talking, like, while they're still a Master Padawan combo, like before any of them leave the Order or die or anything, I do think you win in, like, a Force off and a, you know, duel off. If we're talking, like, height of everybody's power, yeah, my guys wipe yours.
How's it fair that the height of your guy's power comes after he dies? Mace wipes Darth Vader too, by the way. I just want that clear.
Does Mace wipe Darth Vader?
Absolutely. How the fuck is that big bitch gonna catch him?
Well, he doesn't need to catch him. He just needs to overpower him, which is his whole thing.
Overpower the motherfucker that is so strong and fast, it looks like he's got 8 arms beating on you.
We're talking about the guy who fucking uses the Force to destroy a dam and destroy an entire city of people while holding the Jedi, trying to protect them, like, by the throat, like, Force choking him and making him watch. Like,
bro, Luke with 3.5 years of Jedi training beats Vader.
Look, Luke is different because Luke is different because it's his son. No matter how much, like, he has the dark side and the it's his son. No way he's going full ape mode on them. Like, it's his son. Mm. He's literally like, join me. We'll rule the galaxy. He wants him to live.
I'll concede on that point. I still think Mace wipes Vader.
I don't know, man.
All right, so moderator question. As Brick says it, I understand the relationship between Annie and Ahsoka because of the show. But how was Mace and Depa's relationship if this was not talked about? So, I mean, it is talked about in the Shatterpoint book. And he was so deeply troubled that his Padawan had went missing that he went to investigate himself during the height of the Clone Wars. I think at the point of the book, we're like 2-ish years into the Clone Wars. So he goes and ends up finding, like, his home planet, Corran, which is, like, you know, he's a Corani. The entire planet is steeped into the dark side. So much so that everyone born from, like, the, you know, the tribes of people are just, like, inherently tied to the dark side. So he goes and he finds his apprentice who has been, like, you know, caught and captured and steeped into the dark side in the midst of a separatist plot. And he ends up, you know, he ends up saving her, but the effects are just too drastic. He talks about the training, how she was not only the only one to master Vapid, but also the only one who was probably capable of mastering Vapid outside of maybe Anakin. And so, like, as far as like their relationship goes, we can assume that they were close, especially if Mace was willing to, you know, say forego the immediate fighting of the Clone Wars to go save her because he saw her as an asset. And I think that that speaks volumes to how the relationship was. Whereas like with Anakin and Ahsoka, like, we do see that there's a little bit of strife, you know. You know, he's a hard-headed late teen and she's a hard-headed young teen, and they do butt heads a lot, but they do end up having a good relationship, that so much so that like she can't believe the words of Maul when he's telling her that, ah, yeah, your master's been groomed to be my master's apprentice. Like, and still, until she sees that mask crack and sees that that indeed is Anakin Skywalker behind the mask of Darth Vader, like, she truly does love her masters. I personally believe that if we're talking about, like, from a relationship standpoint between the two, I think Ahsoka carries the Annie Ahsoka relationship, because she was truly like devoted to my master was the chosen one. Like, that's Anakin fucking Skywalker. I love that dude, and did not want to believe that he had become Darth Vader. I can't say that Deppa or Mace would do the same for the other.
Plus, when Ahsoka was being accused of being a terrorist, like, Anakin went against like the council and the Senate and everyone to go and prove that she wasn't, and to clear her of, you know, any sort of guilt. He went way out of his way to find out like who was really responsible and get her absolved of her alleged crimes and all that kind of stuff. So I mean, I feel like that's fairly similar to Mace going to look for Deppa. Especially the fact that he he fixed her lightsabers, changed them to blue so that they would remind her of him, like, trained her against the clones so that, you know, she could survive even if, you know, she was in a really bad, like, situation like that, where it came in handy because she did survive Order 66. He definitely cared a lot. He cared a lot about the people who were close to him, which was, you know, part of the reason for his fall in the first place. Ahsoka, Padme, Obi-Wan, all the people closest to him. Luke's the cause of his death. He went soft.
I think another thing that can be spoken to Anakin and his love for Ahsoka is that, as we can see this with a lot of lightsabers, that typically a apprentice's lightsaber resembles, you know, in some way their masters. So like, you know, Luke's resembles Obi-Wan's. Obi-Wan as a Padawan kind of resembles Qui-Gon's, you know, so on and so forth. But we
Ezra's new one in the Ahsoka show resembles Kanan's.
Yeah, but with Anakin's like Padawan and his like lightsaber never resembled Obi-Wan's. But what he did when he made like Ahsoka's, like, changed them, like, you'll note that like they're stylized very similarly to his. So I think that that was one thing that was really cool too, is that like with Ahsoka, he like kind of reestablished that trend, which is just a nice thing to say. Like, you can kind of say that Mace's and Deppa's kind of resemble each other a little bit, but not really, honestly.
I feel like at this point it's up to Brick. We've kind of set our pieces.
Yeah, I think I've basically brought up everything that I can about my two. Brick 3PO is deliberating.
Beep for Nakeda, Roger for Wenchi.
Maybe he went to pee or oil. He went to oil himself. I realized how that sounded after I said it. He's reviewing his notes. Okay, so Brick 3PO is done with his deliberations. If it's a beep for me and a Roger for Mr. Wenchi over there.
Beep.
Oh, that's fucked.
That's beep for you, doofus.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's not fucked. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm so used to getting beeped, okay? Hell yeah. Victory.
Hold it.
Okay, so he's given his explanation as to why he chose me as the winner. He says, given the timelines where they were being taught, where Mace Depa was in a time of peace and Annie Ahsoka was in a literal war, their connection time was very different. In terms of powers and my understanding of lightsaber forms, Mace and Depa would have an edge, but not necessarily a complete stomp. But what came down to it in the end is that the Annie Ahsoka would technically be considered a failed duo, as one left for the dark side and the other being excommunicated. That was very well written, actually.
I mean,
get shit on. I am victorious. I have finally redeemed myself after the fucking battle of the dads.
You're welcome.
I fucking love those voices. All right, guys. Well, that has been this week's Versus segment. Thank you guys for tuning in to see the Jedi Master Apprentice off between Mace Windu and Depa Balaba versus Ahsoka Tano and Anakin Skywalker. I have come out victorious, but when she did fight a good fight, and it's probably one of the more fun arguments that we've had. But be sure to wish our buddy Exotic well. He's currently dealing with the fallout from Hurricane Helene. We miss little buddy. We hope he's doing okay. Make sure that you follow us on all social medias and wherever you get your podcast fix at Force Unscripted on Twitter, formerly known as X, and The Force Unscripted wherever else. Also, be sure to check out our website, theforceunscripted.com, where you can catch all of our releases, contact us, and even leave us a voice note that we can play on the show. But until next time, peace out, Girl Scouts, and may the Force be with you. I'm loving the fucking Brick DPO sound.